You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. It's time for the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and this week I have a very special show for you. In fact, I feel this might be the most important radio show I've ever done. It's on a woman who did so much for rhythm and blues music, yet is barely remembered today. Through her powerful, soulful singing, she inspired Ahmet Erdogan to start his own record label. This woman's recording of So Long influenced Ruth Brown and gave her her first hit, which incidentally was also Atlantic Records' first hit. And it was this woman's version of Try a Little Tenderness that took it from an old torch song and gave it soul, inspiring Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin to cut soulful versions of the tune during the 1960s. Her stage persona also gave Laverne Baker her start when she was using the moniker Little Miss Sharecropper. The woman I'm speaking about is Mildred Cummings, better known to the world as Little Miss Cornshucks. Now I'll be honest with you, the first time I heard about Little Miss Cornshucks is when I was interviewing Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan a couple of years before his death. We were talking about Ruth Brown, and he just couldn't help but mention Cornshucks.
And Little Miss Cornshucks had this song, which, So Long, which she killed people with in the nightclubs. I couldn't find Miss Cornshucks anywhere. But Ruth Brown had a wonderful, sang a wonderful version of that same song, very much in the same manner as Cornshucks. And if you listen to her record, which was the first record on Atlantic of So Long, she has a sound that on that record that you don't hear on any of her other records, because she had that Miss Cornshucks feel.
Ahmet Erdogan, who co-founded Atlantic Records in 1947, actually opens his autobiography, What I Say, with a quote about Little Miss Cornshucks. And in 1943, after hearing her at a Washington, D.C. nightclub, he convinced her to record a couple of songs for him on his own disc recorder. Unfortunately, those recordings have been lost to time, but Ahmet never forgot her and searched for her after he had started Atlantic Records. The problem was they didn't have the money to track somebody down, so they went with Ruth Brown singing like Cornshucks instead. Ruth Brown's version of So Long, which was heavily based on Little Miss Cornshucks' version, became Atlantic Records' first huge hit. So let's hear So Long, a song Little Miss Cornshucks probably first heard on Bing Crosby's radio show, where it was performed often by the Charioteers. She would make three recordings of this during her career. This is the first one, for the Tiny Sunbeam label, in late 1946. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the seldom heard but enormously influential Little Miss Cornshucks. This truly is the soul that came before rock and roll.
You are really the world to me, Lord.
Wow, what an amazing record. So Long, recorded for Marl Young's Sunbeam label in late 1946 by this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Little Miss Cornshucks. It's Marl Young's orchestra backing her up on that record. And man, it's amazing to think that that song funded the entrepreneurial imagination of Ahmet Erdogan, who would go on to form Atlantic Records in 1947 and score their first enormous hit in 1949 with Ruth Brown's version of that song. Little Miss Cornshucks. Where did that amazing voice come from? Well, Mildred Cummings was born on May 26, 1923 in Dayton, Ohio. She was raised in a strict church-going family that embraced spiritual singing. Her first taste of success came when her and her sisters formed a little group called the Cummings Sisters, and they sang gospel around the Dayton area. Her brother was also a working musician, so music ran in the Cummings family for sure, and her spiritual singing soon turned to secular as she grew very fond of torch songs. In fact, her developing stage act included a lot of vaudevillian influence, and this is where the Cornshucks persona was born. She'd put on a big old ragged country dress over bloomers, a big old straw hat, a little straw basket, and she'd often perform on stage barefoot. She'd come out on stage like a little country girl, put her basket down at the front of the stage, and began belting out these torch songs, stunning audiences. How did that voice come from such a down-home girl? She threw jokes into the act, performed skits, and put on an all-around entertaining show that gained attention around Chicago after she arrived in 1940. By 1941, she was playing the famous Club de Lisa. And by the mid-40s, she was a major attraction at boxer Joe Louis's Rum Boogie Club. And that's where she caught the attention of Marl Young, who signed her to his tiny, new Sunbeam label. We just heard So Long from her first single. Let's flip that Sunbeam 78 over now and hear its B-side, Gonna Leave Here Walkin', a song that was written by Little Miss Cornshucks. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm proud to feature this underrated artist who influenced so many. It's Little Miss Cornshucks on this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Gonna Leave Here Walkin'.
Up one morning, and I went to the door. I said, I'm sorry, Daddy. Little Eddie don't live here no more. And he got it wrong again. Take his head and he'll be right. And if you never see me again, baby, you'll never live the day I die.
Have you ever loved somebody? Little Miss Cornshucks, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. The actual Sunbeam label read, Marl Young's Orchestra, vocal by Little Miss Cornshucks. Marl Young's Sunbeam label, which was based in Chicago, was a short-lived operation. It only operated from about September of 1946 to September of 1947. Young was a noted band leader around Chicago, playing at the Rum Boogie Club, Joe's Deluxe Club, Club Plantation, and others. He selected, arranged, and recorded all the music featured on his Sunbeam label. Young also has the distinction of being the first to record Little Miss Cornshucks, who was making quite a name for herself around the country, as she toured the country heavily during the mid-1940s. Have You Ever Loved Somebody, which we just heard, was her second single for the Sunbeam label, and it featured Frank Derrick on that smooth alto sax solo. Up next, her third single for Sunbeam, from 1947. This one features Nick Cooper on trumpet, adding a Dizzy Gillespie-esque flair to his playing. Here's I Don't Love You Anymore, as we spotlight Little Miss Cornshucks, this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
I've been drifting from door to door, just because you don't want me no more. Well, I'm so glad that I have a place to go. How would you found out it, baby? I don't live here anymore. I know too, what you've been doing will never do. Well, I'm so glad that I have a place to go. Haven't you found out yet, baby? I don't live here
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Derek Justman, Keith Cleespies, Alfonso Capozzi, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
To look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living and happy to be. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. Don't even holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he'd love to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. How can I leave him? Where can I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. How can I leave him? Where can I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Little Miss Cornshucks and her first single for the Milltone label from 1948, doing the Billie Holiday classic, He's Funny That Way. That comes from a session probably from May of 1948. Remember I mentioned before that her first label, Sunbeam Records, had folded in September of 47. By early 48, she was on Roy Milton's Milltone label. Roy Milton, the rhythm and blues band leader, had scored a big number two record in 1946 with R.M. Blues. He recorded that song for both his own Milltone label and also for Art Roop's Jukebox label, which would soon become Specialty Records. His group, the Solid Senders, backed Little Miss Cornshucks up on that record as the Blenders. They were not under the direction of Roy Milton, though. They were under the direction of the great tenor saxman Maxwell Davis, who played on so many great West Coast rhythm and blues recordings. If you ever find a Milltone 78 record these days, it'll jump right out at you. That's because they use these hand-stenciled cartoon labels that had a life of their own. Milltone singles are very collectible these days. Let's hear her second Milltone single, another song written by Cornshucks herself. This one's called Cornshucks Blues, and it was featured in the motion picture Campus Sleuth. Little Miss Cornshucks was also in the movie, but unfortunately prints of that film have been lost to time. A script for the film has been found, but the actual movie is missing. Spinning off the Milltone label from 1948, here's Little Miss Cornshucks with the Blenders and Cornshucks Blues. Thank you.
falling from the skies above. My poor heart was calling for someone to love. Then I said a prayer. You were standing there. You came to me in the rain. There we were together, such a perfect pair. Didn't mind the weather, love was in the air. I can plainly see you were meant for me. You came to me in the rain. You came to me on that rainy day. Dark clouds rolled away. I found happiness in your warm embrace. No one could ever take your place. Life was sad and lonely till you came along. You're my one and only. Life cannot go wrong. How I long the day that you came my way. You came to me in the rain. My one and only. Life cannot go wrong. How I long the day that you came my way. You came to me in the rain. You came to me in the rain.
Little Miss Cornshucks with the Blenders and In the Rain. That was the flip side of her second single for Milltone Records in 1948. We heard the A-side, Cornshucks Blues, right before it. And if you listen closely to In the Rain, it kind of sounds like Little Miss Cornshucks might have a cold, but in reality she had an issue with growths in her nasal cavity. She had thought about getting them removed, but was worried that that might change her overall singing sound. Up next, a song that was a big hit for Paul Gayton and Annie Laurie on the Deluxe label in 1947. Then it was a hit again for Camille Howard in 1948. It's True, You Don't Love Me. And this week's feature, Little Miss Cornshucks, also cut it in 1948. Here's the immortal, True, You Don't Love Me. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. And this week we're featuring the highly underrated, yet very influential, Little Miss Cornshucks on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Because I praise the old for you.
have told me someday you'd make me cry, but I said they were jealous and it was just a lie.
Little Miss Cornshucks and her All-Stars with Waiting in Vain. That was recorded for Aladdin Records on August 12, 1949, and probably features Maxwell Davis on the horn and his group backing her up. Cornshucks' tenure on Aladdin Records was short, and by 1950 she was signed to Coral Records, a subsidiary of Decca. Could this be the big break she was waiting for? Now she was on a major label. She continued to have an all-star backing band as Benny Carter's orchestra backed her up. Papa Treetop Blues was recorded on February 10, 1950 in Los Angeles. Here's Little Miss Cornshucks with Benny Carter and his orchestra and Papa Treetop Blues.
Tell me, Papa Treetop, what you tried to do to me. Tell me, Papa Treetop, what you tried to do to me. You bugged my nerves, and I can't stand this misery. You give me plenty of money, give me no loving at all. The grill is keen, baby, there's no fuel in my stall. Tell me, Papa Treetop, what you tried to do to me. If you gotta love your neighbor, you would better live next door to me. Ticket to a town in Timbuktu. It might cost me money, but I can't stand the way you do. Tell me, Papa Treetop, what you tried to do to me. You might be 6'4", but I'll take you down to 5'3".
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the highly underrated Little Miss Cornshucks. Earlier we heard Waiting in Vain, which was her lone single for Aladdin Records. Right now I'd like to flip it over and play the B-side, her interpretation of the classic Time After Time, which was written in 1947 by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein. Cornshucks' version features a real smooth saxophone played by Maxwell Davis, whose band is backing her up on this record. Here's Little Miss Cornshucks and her all-stars with this week's Great 78 and Time After Time.
So lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You took my love so.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Sleep. close and hold me tight. Rock me to and fro like gentle breezes in the night. Just rock me till I go to sleep in your arms, to dream of your charm while lost in a slumber deep. Oh, rock me. Oh, rock me to sleep.
Little Miss Cornshucks, backed up by Benny Carter's orchestra with Rock Me to Sleep. Man, that's got hit written all over it as far as I'm concerned. However, it didn't go anywhere. It was cut in Los Angeles on February 16, 1950, just 6 days after Papa Tree Top Blues was cut. Those two were issued together as a single for Coral Records. What a fantastic single that was. Even though she wasn't having chart success, Little Miss Cornshucks was definitely making waves. In the summer of 1950, she was featured in an Ebony magazine story on Jump Blues Singers. She was included right along with some of the biggest names of the era: Arthur Big Boy Crudup, Ivory Joe Hunter, Roy Brown, Amos Milburn, and others. But she just couldn't score a hit record. However, her next single for Coral Records was a doozy insofar as its influence on other artists. Try a Little Tenderness was recorded in Chicago on December 14, 1951. She took that old torch song that had been a big hit for Bing Crosby in 1933 and gave it a shot of rhythm and blues, sparking the soulful renditions of the tune that would follow by both Aretha Franklin and, of course, Otis Redding. It's her interpretation of this song that bridged the gap between the torch and vaudevillian era and the modern rhythm and blues era. Historically, this was a very important recording, yet you don't hear too much about it these days. Let's dig on it now and dig on it good. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the much overlooked career of one of the all-time greats, Little Miss Cornshucks. Here's Try a Little Tenderness, Coral Records, 1951.
Just anticipating things I may never possess. Oh, but while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental. I have my griefs and my cares. A word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental. I have my griefs and my cares. A little word that's so soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. It's all our whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Little Miss Cornshucks, with her stunning rendition of Try a Little Tenderness from 1951. It's really sad that not only was she influential in her singing, but her stage performance was also being ripped off. A young gal from Chicago named Dolores Williams was using the moniker Little Miss Sharecropper and completely copying the appearance of Little Miss Cornshucks. She began using it on her first recordings, cut with Eddie Sugarman Penegar's orchestra in 1949, then with Todd Rhodes' orchestra in the early 50s for King Records. Finally, in 1953, she was signed to Atlantic Records, where she dropped the moniker Little Miss Sharecropper and became Laverne Baker. Now, we all know Laverne Baker was a talented singer in her own right. She's one of my personal favorites. But her early career definitely got a boost by causing confusion and riding the star that was shot into the sky by Little Miss Cornshucks. Now, after those great early 50s recordings for Coral Records, Cornshucks fell on hard times. She cut a couple sides for Columbia Records, which have never been issued. There was talk that they were going to transfer her over to their OK subsidiary, but instead they hired Johnny Ray, a white singer whose emotional sound was heavily based on Little Miss Cornshucks. Well, after going through some emotional breakdowns in the 1950s and disappearing into obscurity, Chess Records brought her out of obscurity and recorded her first and only LP, called The Loneliest Girl in Town. They issued it in 1960. The song choices were great. She was backed by a lush orchestra, but still the record failed to sell. During the 1960s, she played occasional shows, sometimes with Ruth Brown, but overall her career was over. She suffered a stroke in early 1999 and passed away at the age of 76 on November 11th. I hope you enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back on Little Miss Cornshucks, Mildred Cummings. As I mentioned at the top of the program, this might be the most important radio show I've ever done. Almond Ertegun spent his life talking about Cornshucks and how important she was both to him and to the rhythm and blues music he loved so much. Now with Almond Ertegun gone, it's up to me and you to pass along her great music to future generations. I want to thank Barry Mazur, who wrote an article on Cornshucks called A Soul Forgotten, which appeared in No Depression magazine in 2003. His research was a tremendous help in putting this program together. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with her only single released on Chess Records in 1960 to promote the LP The Loneliest Girl in Town. Here's Little Miss Cornshucks, Mildred Cummings, with No Teasing Around. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
I don't want no nobody teasing around me. I don't want nobody teasing around me. Teasing around with me. I'll
been in love lately. I'm not a fool, you see. You let my heart in, yeah, with a lonely memory. So say you want me. I want you so bad. Never had, but I don't want nobody cheating around with me. Pretty baby.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.